Well, it's my great pleasure to be here with Nathaniel Rateliff at the Soda Bar. You're about to go on stage in a few hours for tonight's show. Couple of questions for you. The first one, I'm really interested in your new album, Falling Faster Than You Can
Run.
Came out in April, I believe?
Yeah, officially.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about what went into writing the album? What was the whole process like?
It was a couple years of touring, supporting my last record, In Memory of Loss. And a couple years more than I should have toured, supporting it, and writing on the road a lot, and touring a lot alone. And so a lot of the material came out of that. Mm-hmm. I'm just traveling and being alone all the time. So,
yeah.
And you know, it's kind of funny because you're surrounded by people, but you still feel so isolated sometimes. Mm. So a lot of material's based on that, you know.
So how long were you on the road? A couple years?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say because I lose track of time but it just seems like a really long time that I was on the road, more than a couple of years.
Wow, so. That's incredible. Let me ask you about the title, Falling Faster Than You Can Run.
Mm-hmm.
You have a song, your last song on the album is Falling Faster Than You Can Run.
Right.
What does that mean? Where does that come from?
Well, that's funny because there was a song I sort of made up at a friend's house that we recorded. Just sort of an impromptu song. And just him making me sing through his PA with auto-tune on my voice.
Okay.
In a certain key that I was playing. He's like, just play in D. I was like, what's in D? He's like, G, D, A minor. I was like, cool. And so I just made up a song. And it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I called it Falling Faster Than You Can Run. Mm-hmm. But that song actually never made it out to the light of day. So, and that was probably 5 years ago that came out, or that I did that.
Uh-huh.
But the title always stuck with me, and I wanted to use that song originally and like use it as for an EP to follow up In Memory of Loss, but just could never get the label to like
get it,
to make it happen,
because
I had all the songs and like, yeah, I don't know. So but the title was always the you know, Falling Faster Than You Could Run always felt really, for whatever reason, wherever the name came from, was kind of out of nowhere, but it felt really good to me, and I really connected with it, and I just didn't let it go, and ended up writing another song and used the same title, and felt like it was appropriate for this album. So
sounds good. Speaking of what inspires your songs or where they come from, how they originate, I saw a little interview where you talked a little bit about your background, how you now live in Denver, but are originally from Missouri.
Yeah.
And when you moved out to Denver, you had a lot of different jobs, mostly blue-collar jobs, and how some songs were related to being in a relationship or out of a relationship. And you just mentioned how you were on the road by yourselves for, like, years. What were some of the influences for some of the songs on this album?
Well, even being in a relationship, you have a lot to write about. And a lot of times, you know, you don't know what you're writing about until much later.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't set out to write songs about my relationships or my friendships.
And you're not exercising ghosts or memories or...
Nope. I'm not trying to. You know, I don't think I've ever actually written a song about, like, my dad's death or... Mm-hmm. Any other people I've watched die or any of that. Like, you know, you just write whatever comes to you, and then later on you figure out what it's about, and then you're like, oh man, I can't believe I was writing about that. So which is also hard to deal with too. So especially when, you know, the people that are in your life figure out that that's what you were singing about.
Right.
Doesn't make it really easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that sounds good. You know, I love your voice. When I first heard you were coming to town, I wasn't familiar too much with your work, but when I like sat down and listened to your previous album and then this one, Falling Faster Than You Can Run, my jaw dropped. You remind me a lot of some of my favorite singers. I'm not going to tell you who they are yet. Not yet. I won't tell you yet. But can you tell me who has influenced you? Where, I mean, clearly you have your own voice, but where do you pull from? What inspirations have you, you know, gathered over the last 20, 30 years?
Well, that's a tough one, I think. Harry Nilsson, I love as a singer. Paul McCartney, even though he's, like, other people would consider him, like, not the best Beatle, but he has a great voice.
He does, especially the later stuff. Yeah. Like, I was just listening to Abbey Road.
Yeah.
In the car.
Of course.
So, yeah.
I mean, and it's kind of cheesy, but he has a great voice.
Yeah,
so.
He does.
And let's see, there's... I mean, I've always loved Leonard Cohen, too.
Right. I was going to say that.
His voice is always really nice. And I think Townes Van Zandt has a beautiful voice, too. Mm-hmm. And he's also an amazing songwriter, so... yeah, I guess okay. Those. Yeah.
And so those are some of your also musical influences in terms of people that you listen to, etc.
Yeah, and I mean, like, a lot of people that I listen to that I love don't have the best voice either. Because sometimes if you have a great voice, a lot of the times, you don't have great songs.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. So I'm really looking forward to hearing your voice live, finally, after listening to you on Spotify and iTunes and your record and everything. Which, by the way, where can we get your album?
Well, you can get it at NathanielRateliff.com because we have a web store that's expanded recently. We're just trying to pull it all together. And then you can get some of it on iTunes and some of it from CD Baby, too. So CD Baby, right? Is that
yes,
right?
CD Baby, yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Because I have a previous record before In Memory of Loss called Desire and Dissolving Men, which is one of my favorites, but it's not really out there that much, so I hope to get it out in the interworld so at some point. So.
Sounds good. We will look that up for sure. And I'll get my proper CD tonight, hopefully, if there's merch. Okay.
There's vinyl, too.
There's vinyl. Sounds good. I have to get a record player. Everyone keeps on nagging me. I know, I should. I have, like, one perfect one in mind, but I haven't, like, just pushed the button.
Oh, I even have, like, the little portable
like
one.
The console. Oh, nice. I was going to say, like, the console.
I have one, like, in my bedroom.
Nice. I have to get a portable one because my house is getting crowded with other stuff. So we were talking a little bit about your locations. You're from Denver now, but originally from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
What attracted you to the West?
One of my closest friends moved out there. And Joseph and I followed them and got stuck, so.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, you've toured many cities, and just before we started this interview, we were talking a little bit about touring. You've gone abroad. Have any cities struck a chord with you enough to where you say, wow, I could really come back here and live for a while, maybe write, maybe just relax? Any other place you would live other than Denver?
I would mostly like to live in the country again. I grew up kind of in the middle of nowhere, and moving to Denver was like a big stretch. And for a while, I thought I would move to New York or move to London or even Paris. But I have no desire to do that now.
No, please.
No, I would like to move to the country somewhere. Not sure where, but I need to have water. I need to be able to, like, hunt wild game and have a great garden. So I know it's silly, but
no,
yeah, I grew up doing that, and I it just makes more sense the older I get to, like, move back to that. And, you know, if you kill a couple of deer or an elk, like, you don't need to buy any meat.
That's true.
And you also don't have to contribute to that market, like, of the waste that goes into buying and selling meat, so,
right.
Which I'm not, I'm concerned about, but not, I'm aware of, but not you know, I still eat meat. So,
yeah, you're not like revolting.
I'm not overly concerned about it because I still eat meat and contribute to that, but right. I am aware of it. Yeah. I'm definitely not preachy about it either, but I think, I don't know, it's just a good way to live. Yeah. Like, you know, if you grow things and you eat those things, and if you kill it and eat it, it's, I don't know. If you're afraid to kill something and eat it, then you probably shouldn't eat it.
Right.
But that's totally off the subject. So,
no, that's good. So moving back to the country. I like that very much. Okay, so a couple more questions. Where do you see... Well, this actually, you just answered part of my question. Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself in 10, 20 years? Maybe musically now.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to... I mean, I'm not a very positive person. So if 10, 20 years from now, I'm like, I hope I'm alive still. And I hope I'm still playing music and not working at a factory or living in a tent, you know, somewhere. I don't know. I hope to, like, keep continuing to make music and have different musical ventures. But I don't know.
Well, I'll call you up in 10 years see where we are. Okay, couple last questions. We just talked a couple of last things. One thing I do is I ask bands or artists who they're listening to nowadays. Who would you recommend for me to listen to or anybody listening to this interview?
I don't really. I just made a playlist for Spotify. Mm. And everything was from the 70s except for, like, Tame Impala and... Sandro Perry.
I don't know him.
He was in Great Lake Swimmers.
No, I don't know them. Yeah, okay, I'll check
exactly.
him out. So see, I'm going to check out your guy if you check out my guys.
Yeah. But I don't listen to I mean, my friends tell me what I should be listening to as far as new music goes, but I don't know. I listen to, like, stuff that nobody really cares about anymore. So,
well, how about, like, if we check out your
I spend
Spotify?
My time listening to, like, Sidney Bechet and
yeah,
that kind of stuff, yeah. Or gypsy jazz, or
you know, that sounds good,
or samba. So,
well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. The interview, and I'm looking forward to the show. And okay, right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.